It's the 17th of March. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedfordshire News in 100 seconds. Archaeologists from the Museum of London Archaeology have uncovered a significant number of prehistoric findings in Sharnbrook, Bedfordshire. The site was excavated ahead of a housing development by Bellway Homes Limited and Redrow PLC. The discoveries, dating back to 2500 BC, provide insights into ancient burial practices, land use and community life. The excavation revealed rare Bronze Age pottery fragments and the remains of an Iron Age and Roman farming settlement. Two burials were also discovered, including a cremation burial with iron fragments and a crouched burial of an adult male. Ongoing studies will offer further details about these ancient inhabitants. WH Smith in Bedford's Harbour Centre will be closing down as the retailer shifts for its focus from town centre and towards travel hubs like train stations and airports. According to its own accounts, travel hub sales grew by 15% over the same time frame compared to a 3% fall in revenue for its town centre locations. A final closure date for the Bedford store has not yet been provided. Police are looking to speak with a white male in his 20s wearing a black top and carrying a black bag, last seen fleeing the area of Grange Lane in Bromham following a stabbing. A man in his 30s sought help from a resident nearby last Thursday afternoon after being stabbed and was taken to the hospital with minor injuries. Bedfordshire Police urge anyone with information or relevant footage to report it online or call 101, quoting reference 188 of 13 March. Bedford and Kempston MP Mohammed Yazin joined Tara Scott and her team of volunteers who organise the Pavement Project every second and third Sunday of the month. The group, who meet at Bedford's Pigeon Square behind the bus station, provide essential care for homeless people, including tea, coffee, sandwiches, warm clothes and other necessities. Donations are always welcome. That's your Bedfordshire News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same four walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar? Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.